We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. Justin Spears here with Alec White and Bruce Pascoe. We're here at McHale Center following Arizona's exhibition win over Chico State, and it was closer than the experts thought it would be. I thought, you know, Arizona would, you know, eventually pull away in the second half. I thought it would be, you know, maybe a 30-point ball game. But instead, Chico State, they brought it to Arizona. I don't know why I'm blanking on the final score. It was 74-65.
Yeah, yep.
So a 9-point win for the Wildcats. Guys, where do you stand after tonight? What was something that jumped out to you when you look at Arizona's win? Bruce, we'll start with you.
Well, I think there's a reason why Chico State keeps getting invited back here. This is the fifth time that Miller's invited them back. They have a choice to play a lot of Division II teams that all want to come here, and they picked Chico State because that program's solid. Usually they had an off year last year, but they're tough, they're big. For a Division II team, they're actually surprisingly big, and they're older. They have a lot of older guys, so they, you know, that was a tough team for them to play against an Arizona team that's got a lot of new guys and freshmen, and they're working in, and then of course two significant absences tonight, and I think that made a big difference as well.
For me, my main takeaway is that there should just be a sign on this Arizona basketball team that just says under construction, because it's going to be over the next month, first month of the season, it's going to be a lot of rotation, trying to find the pecking order on who's the go-to player on the team, where, how do you rotate in, you know, the veterans and the newcomers. Chase Jeter and Ira Lee led the way today, but is that the case moving forward? You're likely to see more of Jamal Baker and Max Hazard, some transfers coming over here. You know, they'll be stepping up over the next, you know, as we start the regular season, but it's going to be a work in progress for this team, and you saw that tonight with that slow start, that it's going to take a while for everybody to mesh together because of how many new pieces there are.
Yeah, and you don't want to judge too much based off of what happened
tonight.
Game. It's one game. It's an exhibition game. You know, a lot of these older guys are kind of shaking off the cobwebs. And then for some of the new guys, you know, guys like Nico Mannion, Josh Green, I mean, this was their first collegiate look in person or, like, in front of a big crowd. Mm-hmm. I know they had the scrimmage last week or 2 weeks ago against St. Mary's. But that was, you know, behind closed doors. Nobody really saw it. They weren't in front of a crowd. And the only time they were in front of a crowd was for Red Blue games. So this was really their first chance to play a competitive game in front of a crowd. So, of course, you know, Nico Mannion struggled a little bit. I know he finished with 10 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. And when you look at, you know, your starting point guard, you'd want that out of a guy like Nico Mannion, but he struggled throughout the game. Bruce and Alec, what did you guys see from Nico Mannion tonight?
Well, he showed flashes where he was, what he was, and the team overall, even though his stats were a little on the rough side, and the team played better when he was out there, and you know, there's no question about it. I mean, things just ran better. He's really got a feel for it out there. I mean, some of the passes he dropped off with guys were really impressive like that. You know, but, and so that, you know, for a first exhibition for a freshman, that's, you know, that's pretty impressive overall. But I think everything's a little bit difficult here after that, because then you got Jamal Baker, who played backup point guard but hasn't really been doing much of anything this fall. He's been out. Sean Miller said he was out half the recent practices because of his hip injury. And even then, when he's out there, he's not knowing if he's going to be playing. So, you know, and all of a sudden yesterday he finds out he's playing. So he's out there breathing pretty deep, I think. And then, you know, I think you also can't overstate how important it was they were without Zeke Nagy and Devin Dutrieff tonight. Miller referred to them both as starters. And frankly, that's the way they were playing in practices. Those guys you know, the way it was looking, Najee was going to be the starting four and Devonier probably the starting two, at least at this point, and neither one played tonight. So that's hard for everybody to adjust to, and you know, including Mannion, of course.
But their situations are different. You know, Zeke Najee was out because of an ankle injury, and you know, Sean Miller seemed pretty optimistic about his timetable. He seemed very optimistic about him being able to return for the season opener. Of course, you don't want to throw one of your best players out on the floor on a bum ankle against Chico State.
Yeah. He wouldn't have, from what I understand, from what I've heard, he would have played. If this were a regular season game, they probably would have played him. Not that bad, yeah. Take, you know, precautionary, you don't need him. This gives you a chance to give the other guys more minutes, why not? But he'll be out there on Wednesday.
But Devonier Dutrieve, not like Zeke Najee, he wasn't out with an injury. He was out because he was suspended indefinitely. We had a chance to talk to Sean Miller after the game in the press conference, and, you know, in typical Sean Miller fashion, look at the statement. Go back to the email. Read my email?
It's like a deja vu.
The statement said one word, indefinite. Which means one game or 34 games or something in between. Nobody knows, but it does sound like it could be another game or two, but, you know, certainly he didn't shed any light on that.
But Devonier Dutrieve, and we've talked about this over the last couple weeks, ever since Red Blue game, he showed that he's capable of being that guy that steps in and fill the role that Brandon Williams was supposed to have this year. I know, Bruce, you said, you know, Max Hazard is a graduate transfer. He's a senior. He's a veteran. You know, he had his moment in the NCAA tournament last year. And normally when you get graduate transfers, you expect them to play right away, at least in the starting lineup. Max Hazard did get some minutes. But I always thought, you know, Devonier Dutrieve, what we saw from Red Blue game, he was that right guy that could fit alongside Nico Mannion and Josh Green in that backcourt.
Yeah, and you know, and without Baker, he was going to be exactly what Brandon Williams was. Maybe not quite the scorer Brandon was, but you know, where he played both positions quite a bit. Now he's going to be, you know, either the starting two guard or pretty significant backup, depending on that, because it looks like Baker's probably more of the option that Miller's looking for as the backup point guard. I think it sounds like Dutrieve's going to be kind of a third emergency kind of point guard.
Tomorrow, Miller's term from last year, he called Devonier a young colt, a young bull that was growing,
a
young colt growing into this body. And we saw in that Red Blue game, he's growing. He's developed. He's, you know, more muscular. He's more sure of himself on the court. And when you have a guy like that that's showing those improvements so early in a season, in his sophomore season, it can kind of depending on how long the suspension is, it can kind of derail some of the momentum that he's built up with, you know, his work ethic over the last couple months.
Key words you said right there, Alec. He's sure of himself. I know it was Red Blue game. It was a scrimmage, but you know, he looked more confident. You know, and he looked like a guy that realized, hey, I might actually have a big role on this team. So you know, if Arizona gets Devonier back soon. I mean, it'd be great to, you know, see him develop even more in his sophomore year, but we simply don't know the timetable for his return.
Right. You know, indefinite, one thing about indefinite does imply that a lot of times that there's some kind of proof that he has to make that he's atoned for whatever he did or, some kind of successive hurdle that he needs to clear, and that's probably why Miller's not saying for sure. So again, it might be another game, might not. We'll see. But it doesn't sound like it's a really long term thing unless he continues to do whatever it is he's doing.
It's like I'll throw it back to the Grayson Allen indefinite suspension for tripping handed down by Coach K a couple years ago that turned out to be one game. So you never know. Indefinite, it sounds scary, and it could be, but sometimes it ends up just being one game.
Yeah. So standout players tonight. You mentioned Zeke Najee being out with that ankle injury, so Ira Lee stepped in his place. 10 points, 14 rebounds, 5-11 from the field. He also had a block as well. And key stat here, 0 turnovers. Sean Miller mentioned it. Ira Lee, sometimes he gets so excited and he gets so amped up that when he gets the ball on offense, it's like, oh, no, This could either result in a dunk, this can result in a layup, or it's going to result in an Ira Lee turnover. Tonight, we saw Ira Lee record no turnovers, and I thought he played one of his best games at Arizona.
That's a great point. There was one second chance he did, and he missed, and he got it, and he was in kind of a tough position to shoot it around the side of the basket, and I just thought, that's not going in. And it went in, and he just, you know, and he kept in control of the ball and put it up at a pretty tough angle. You know, that, but that's another sign of his growth. I mean, he really turned the corner midway through last year, and it looks like maybe he's continuing it. You know, and to follow up on that, I think both Lee and Jeter were guys that, frankly, they need in a situation like this to play the way they did. Even though Chico is a big physical team and can handle that a little bit, but those are their two veterans, and Green and Mannion are super talented, and a lot of these other new guys have things to give, but these guys are guys that have been around, and they need to produce, and they did tonight.
I'm interested to see the healthy competition that comes of the front court when Zeke Nnaji comes back, to full health, because Sean Miller described Ira Lee as the hardest working guy on the team. Nobody works harder than Ira, and that's kind of been the theme. I would say ever since late in Ira's freshman year, all of last year, Miller gave so much credit to Ira Lee's, development and his hard work, and kind of carried over to this year, at least so far. And so Zeke Nnaji, a lot of people think that he could be the starter on this team, and then you got Stone Gettings in there as well. So you're bringing two pieces to challenge Ira Lee for this, starting four spot on the court. And it could go either way for the Wildcats, and Ira Lee's got the hold on that job right now.
Stone Gettings. Well, go ahead, go for it, Bruce.
That's true based on his track record, but I will say Zeke has been really good in practice this year, and Miller, for what it's worth, he said he was the starter he said he referred to them as missing a starter, meaning okay. Zeke. So at that point, maybe you'd say you slightly get it, but I mean, certainly I think we're probably going to see both of these guys start at one time or another this year. I think it may even be that the two of them start together and Jeter doesn't one year, or maybe Jeter's hurt for whatever reason. I mean, they're all three of them are going to be significant. It doesn't really matter, but you're right in the sense that Zeke is adding a pretty significant skill set to that bunch, and that's why I asked Ira about it tonight. What has he brought out? And he even said that Zeke reminded him a little bit of playing against DeAndre Ayton. Well, what more compliment can you get than that? So that says something too. I think it'll be really interesting to see when Nnaji gets out there what he's going to bring.
Was there a newcomer that wasn't a freshman that jumped out to you?
I'm going to be on this bandwagon from the beginning, and I feel like a lot of people, other people are. I am a big fan of Max Hazard.
Yeah.
He gets the ball, and he knows what to do with it. He can go around a screen, get the ball in his hands, shoot it. He's got the confidence to shoot from behind the arc. Mm-hmm. I tweeted this out. He looks like a guy that one of these games he'll have 8 three-pointers just because he's going to get that look in his eye. He'll catch fire. Arizona needs one of those players that you can just pass the ball off to, and that he's going to have the confidence to take that shot.
Is he this year's Gabe York?
I think he could be. I think it's still – there's a lot of – he's going to need playing time to be able to establish himself as that Gabe York-type player.
Yeah.
And he's not a starter, and if Devin Ayer comes back, his playing time might decrease even further. But I think he's a guy that – could become in as a spot up shooter where you get that adrenaline boost as a team.
Yeah,
and it's a different background, even though him and Gabe maybe are similar in some ways, just different in the sense that Max has played on such a high level and been such a key guy for Irvine. And granted, that's mid-major, whatever you want to call it, but he won a tournament game, and these other guys that he's playing with, don't even have that experience, a lot of them. I mean, so he's got... There's a reason why he's confident. He's done it before, and I think that's why he looks like when he looked like it tonight. I mean, he gets out there and he puts it up. He knows how to put it up quick, and he's got some purpose in it. He's not messing around out there. So that's a really good sign. It's just going to be a question of how they've got a lot of options on the wing, and Hazard's a little bit smaller. How does it work out with him defensively? Is there any concern there? And that's going to be something they're keeping an eye on as well.
Well, a lot of questions that we have won't get answered until the actual season starts. This is only the first taste of Arizona. They had an exhibition win over Chico State, 74-65. Make sure you go to Tucson.com. You go download the Wildcaster app. It's free. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. And all the coverage of the Arizona Wildcats basketball team is all right at your fingertips. So make sure you also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Step one of a long season, guys.
It's game time.
It's game time. All right, for Bruce, for Alec, I'm Justin. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.